This show rocks.
All my friends had told me you were someone else, darling. I couldn't believe them. Oh, what could this love mean? I would envision the all. What's the matter? 77 Sunset Strip. All the boys and girls are gonna find you out. 77 Sunset Strip. Oh yeah, this love is for real. 77 Sunset Strip. All the boys and girls are gonna find you out. 77 Sunset Strip. Oh yeah.
Welcome to This Show Rocks. This show totally rocks. It is Friday night. It is Radioactive International. And I am joined by none other than Cameron tonight. Say hello, Cameron.
Hello, Cameron.
And Cameron's going to play, as you can tell from the accent, he is not from these shores.
Can you tell? Can you tell, really, just by that little bit?
Just by that tiny bit, I think he could. So you're from New Zealand originally, yeah?
I am, yeah.
And what brought you here?
Airplane.
You got tired of not having shit weather?
Yeah, it's the same pretty much.
Is it?
Everyone thinks it's a fucking Club Tropicana. That's bollocks.
Well, you're gonna play loads of music from do you say down under for New Zealand as well? Was that always math?
It's more down under. It's like the underground of down under. Do you
but,
know?
But was that a term?
Antarctica. I don't know any bands from Antarctica. That's the true underground. You know.
But was that a term? Was that an acceptable term back in the 80s and the 90s?
I suppose people would more associate it with Australia. I suppose Men at Work, the land down under.
Yeah.
We're not on most world maps. Do you know? And I think that suits us anyway.
You're not.
No, there'd be man, you could open any of your kids' school book, it's probably, you wouldn't find it.
You wouldn't find New Zealand?
Yeah. Jeez. It was a defense strategy for a while. They thought, like, you know, no one would want to start wars with us or anything.
That's handy.
We just wanted to become like Atlantis.
Yeah. Maybe Ireland should delete his search history.
Yeah, fuck leaving the EU. Just wipe yourself off the map.
All right, so that was the Riptides, yeah?
Yeah, the Riptides from Brisbane from 1979. Nice bit of power pop there.
Very good. And what are you going to play now?
We'll play another one. It's another power pop song. This one's from Tasmania. It's a band called The Innocents. They were from about 1980. It was one of two Tasmanian bands to ever make it on the charts in Australia. And there was a kind of Beatlemania around them, which people used to, they used to call it Tasmania because they were from Hobart. And they used to tour around schools at lunchtime, and they had their, I think their faces were on like a brand of ice cream at some point. But it's a good tune anyway. Oh yeah, this band, The Innocents, one of them used to be my friend's music teacher in high school, and he always used to give out because kids used to steal the mouthpiece for the trumpet for making bongs with, and he'd just spend most of the music lesson being like, I don't know how many times I've told you, stop taking the bloody trumpet mouthpiece.
So that was The Innocents. What's next?
Next up we have Butler. This band is interesting because it's one of very few, like, all Māori rock bands. They're from New Zealand. They're from the town I was born in, actually, Rotorua. But they only formed a band down in Christchurch. They all went down to work there. This is from 1973, Butler, Mirror, Don't You Weep.
Thank you. mocker, but I love a play. A boopy pop rocker. I get up in the morning and I don't brush my hair, but I clean my teeth and I don't really care. And I got no money, I'm not going anywhere. But when a pop rocker, I like to get pissed, and I like to go out. I like a good scrap, and I like to go. And when the people your parents want you about, but when I punk rock, we don't care. I get up in the morning, and I take, and I don't really care. And I don't my money. And we don't care. I like to get packed, I like to go out. I like to put crap, but I like to shout. And where the people your parents want you about. And we're punk rockers, and we don't care. Now I gotta be a movie star. By any opportunity I could've gone far. I gotta be the mod, I gotta be the mocker, but I'd rather be a filthy punk rocker!
Alright, the Aryan Army.
Yeah, there was a band called Aryan Army. They're from, they're not a Nazi band, they're just from the era of, when it was shocking to just be shocking, you know. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that one. They're from the early 80s, Wellington.
Yeah, no, there was no Nazism going on in the early 80s.
Well, I'm sure there was, but like, I don't think they were a threat to anyone except themselves, really, do you know?
Yeah. Did we actually ever pick another song?
You were going to play The Scientist, weren't
you? Oh, I was.
The Scientist from Perth.
Yeah.
You said you didn't even know they're from Perth.
That's right. They're from Perth.
Yeah.
And were they big?
Well, as big as you can be in Perth, I suppose.
Is Perth on the West Coast? But
the thing is, Perth is the most isolated city in the world. And any bands from there, instead of kind of looking more towards Australia, they tend to look outwards towards the rest of the world. Like some punk from there, say Nailed Down or Rupture or something, they would have been very popular in the States or Europe. But yeah, like, maybe they didn't tour Australia so much.
Ah, very interesting. All right, so The Scientist from Perth.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that was a bit of the New Christ. You haven't heard of them?
No.
I haven't heard of them either. They're from an Australian underground compilation I have.
All right.
That is the actual extent of what I know about that song.
All right. Which city? Good. No, what's the comp?
No, it's Australian underground 76 to 79 or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's decent.
Yeah, there's a bit of shit from that era, definitely.
All right, well, play some.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
So what are you going to play?
Suicide Squad, New World in the Morning. These are from Sydney. John Kelleher actually showed me this. Great tune.
Yeah.
right, we are Radioactive International. We are the, this show rocks. We are here with Cameron from New Zealand.
Woo!
That was what?
That was the Blue Stars with Social End Product. They were from Auckland, 1966. Quite a anti-establishment song for the time. Very, very like early punk. Maybe that's even like the earliest New Zealand punk song. I don't know.
Daddy. So what are you going to play next?
Next is another, it's another band from New Zealand, 60s garage punk band, The Chicks. This is Rebel Kind.
Lots of things.
I used to do things and I'd say things and Jesus, I was evil. Take things and break things and Jesus, I was evil. I never shook babies, I never beat no Jesus, I was evil. I never
story with Darcy Clay?
Darcy Clay, he was around very briefly for a very wet minute in the late 90s, maybe like 97, 98. He could have been really huge. He was on the telly. He was on the Mikey Havoc show and everything. He used to dress up as a car racer. But unfortunately, he ended up taking his own life in his girlfriend's house one day. He won a New Zealand Music Award and he couldn't even collect it and everything, you know.
What was the Mikey Havoc show? Mikey Havoc sounds pretty...
It was very popular at the time. It would have been around the time of MTV and earlier than Jackass or whatever, but it was very popular, very happening. You'd see some cool shit on there. Late at night, it was more aimed at young people. Mikey Havoc used to be in this kind of I don't know, what would you call them? Hair metal grunge band called Push Push. If you're from New Zealand, you'd definitely know them. You know?
Push Push. Yeah. We'll have to see if we can find some of that.
They're nothing like Darcy Clay, though. I think Mikey Havoc did used to live with Darcy Clay, though, but it's a good track.
It's deadly.
It's lived on in my memory ever since I was a kid, seeing it on the telly, you know?
Deadly. Well, I'm going to play a bit of the Hard-Ons.
Ooh.
As you do. The one album, I say this every time I play it, the one album my dad ever laughed at me for pulling out. He's like, is that album actually by the Hard-Ons, is it actually called Dick Cheese?
You pulled out a Hard-On of Dick Cheese?
Yeah, in front of my father. This is what am I supposed to do? We'll be right back.
I know the song, all right. The riff is definitely like embedded in my brain.
Oh, yes, an earwigger. Yeah, yeah. Like, you get that stuck in your head. Because we did a cover of that, and actually, one of the guitars just does that riff the whole time.
Hooli, is it?
The whole time. The whole.
Say he does it one handed.
320, yeah.
Drinking a can at the same time.
Having a bit of a dance. So, anyways, that was God with My Pal, and you are up next.
Next up is the 4/4s. I just found out about this band recently. They're actually from the town I went to high school in, Tauranga in New Zealand. And this is like 50s, 60s. Most of their songs are surf kind of instrumentals. They have a couple of words. I only noticed this after listening to this song maybe 5 or 6 times, that there's like this slight hint underneath it where the song is called Four Bad Men, and they go, Four Bad Men, Four Bad Men. But I didn't pick that they were singing it. But listen out for that anyway. Great band. We'll be right back. That was The Product with a song called Depression. They're from Port Leash in the 80s. I got onto them through...
I can't believe they're from Port Leash.
Exactly, yeah. Fucking, I got onto them through Eddie Kenrick at eddiekenrick.com.
Plug. Plug City.
I'm just looking this up now. There's another band from Port Leash. Were they called like Lunatic Asylum or... Lunatic Antics. But the internet's saying maybe they were from Leitrim. Leitrim?
Leitrim's always been rocking.
Yeah, Leitrim is a haven for weirdos, alright, but like...
it is. So what do you make of, like, speaking of Ireland, what do you make of the whole scene here? What do you make, coming from your background, what do you make of... Is there a scene here? Is there music going on? Is there a DIY scene?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is. And it's good, though.
I mean, there's a DIY scene anyway that you go. I mean, you could go to fucking Uzbekistan. There's probably a DIY scene, you know?
So is it a good DIY scene?
Of course it is, yeah.
And what's good about it? Put you on the spot.
What's good about it?
Yeah.
I think what I like about smaller places like Ireland is that there's more of a crossover of people and styles. Maybe you don't get it so much in the bigger places.
Yeah.
In the bigger cities, it's more. There's more room for people to just be like...
Pure something, or pure this, or pure that.
Yeah, there's just going to be five bands that sound the same, or something, you know. You need a bit of diversity. I grew up on mixed bills, I love it.
Yeah, mixed whiskey is very nice as well.
Well, depends. Yeah. Depends what it's mixed with.
So what do we play next?
Oh, I don't know. Are you having a turn, or what?
I think it's your turn. Let's play the songs? Well, let's play this and see what it is.
Yeah. Pull Down the Shades. They're from Dunedin. They used to be called The Enemy when they first started out. Great song.
And what are the three songs that we have left? Do you want to play?
What's up next?
We've either got Weep Woman Weep, or we got Thor's Hammer, or we got Radio Birdman. You are seeing the inner workings of a radio show right now.
Just press play. See which one comes up.
It's Weep Woman Weep.
From Sticky Filth. They played with Dead Moon when they came to New Zealand. Great band. They were from Taranaki out in the west of the North Island. They had a big kind of biker gang following. They used to organize these gigs once a year called the Mushroom Ball. They'd just have a fuckload of magic mushrooms. Everyone would be there with the motorbikes getting wrangled listening to rock and roll. Motorhead actually recently, well, when Lemmy was still around, went to New Zealand, played a gig in Taranaki. Didn't play Auckland, didn't play any fucking major city.
Taranaki, it's even nice to say.
Just did one gig in that place. And I heard in the 80s, Motorhead actually got bought over there by a biker gang that just had a shitload of drug money. And they're like, right, we could get any band to come and play down at the park.
Motorhead.
Yeah, they got Motorhead and they were surrounded by cops. They got a fucking helicopter to fly in a load of drugs and shit. And it was just like the biggest session. And I think that's why Motorhead just went back and they're like, fuck the big cities. We're just playing Taranaki. And maybe that's why Dead Moon wanted to do it, because they got wind of it as well. Yeah. But Sticky Filth, anyway, great band. My friend Slammy is in the video for the song. He's since deceased. So, yeah.
Fair play.
For the encore, do you know?
So that was Radio Birdman.
That was Radio Birdman, I-94.
Great band.
Great band from Sydney. Fucking amazing band. Cult status as fuck.
Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for having me.
Your gaffer is a lot warmer than mine. Well, when I have the fire cranking, actually not, but your house has ample warmth. I'm grateful.
Well, thanks for coming in. This has been This Show Rocks. It's Radioactive International. It's Friday night. And what are the gigs? What are you going to this weekend?
This weekend,
are you going to go to the Buddy Fest?
I'm gonna
tomorrow night.
I'm gonna pop my head into Bowes. There's a gig on. I want to see this band, the Nils. I saw them before. I think it's what Ireland needs. Some lad shooting fireworks out his ass. That's what Ireland needs.
That's what everyone needs.
Yeah.
All right. So, what are you gonna play as your last song?
The last song is a band from Iceland called Thor's Hammer. It's from 1965. It's called I Don't Care.
All right. Until next week, we'll see you later. I don't care.